The angst and the anger felt by numerous municipalities over the Ford government's incursions into Ontario's Greenbelt and their emasculation of conservation authorities and municipalities and governments to determine just how and where our communities are going to grow is palpable and, frankly, understandable. Mayors and local councils vowed to push back against what some consider to be draconian overreaches of authority by the provincial government, but we need to understand the lay of the land here. Municipalities exist at the pleasure of the provincial government. They grant the charters for communities like Hamilton, and they alone set the rules that those communities must follow. Failure to do so, well, that can have serious consequences. Some years ago, the Hamilton Board of Education refused to comply with the provincial government's restrictive budget guidelines. The government essentially fired the elected board of trustees and appointed one of their advocates to determine the board's budget and make administrative decisions. Undemocratic? Maybe, but totally within the authority of the provincial government. They make the rules. They change the rules if they so desire. And most of the time, one of their quote-unquote independent oversight committees rules on any protests. Local mayors and councils can shake their fists in indignation, but the provincial government can overrule democratically elected local councils if they so desire. And that's kind of what's happening here, isn't it? Ontario voters granted this government the right to exercise these superpowers in the last provincial election. Now, sadly, we all have to live with the consequences of that choice. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.